This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people as friends and family members of a Turkish-American activist killed by an Israeli soldier prepared for her funeral. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenor Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine has renewed calls on the West to approve long-range strikes on Russian territory. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Ukraine has made a new call on the West to allow it to strike deeper into Russia after a meeting between United States President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday produced no visible shift in their policy.
This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. It was to allow ourselves the space, which we took, the time which we took, to have a strategic perspective so that tactical decisions could be seen.
The renewed appeal came as Kyiv said Russia launched more drone and artillery attacks into Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian Air Force said that 76 Russian drones had been sighted, of which 72 were shot down. Other overnight attacks saw one person killed by Russian artillery fire in the Sumy region. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
For pictures, video, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit